turned out to be. Tell me why you do what you did to me. Covered up your life so I couldn't see. Now that was some kind of friend you turned out to be. Maybe that was some kind of friend you turned out to be.
Some Kind of Friend You Turned Out to Be from last year. And first off, Dale Hargreaves, the band I haven't heard of since. That's a song called Scared to Death. This is Freeze from a couple of years ago now. It's Disco Smash to Jeff. I-O-U.
Thank you.
Freeze. Radio, it's 18 minutes now before 3 o'clock here on 254. Fine, so with you till 4 o'clock, and then it's John Freeman with possibly a phone-in between 4 and 6. That one's going out to Jeff Roberts of Ellesmere Port, and Jeff, the day you sent the letter was a big mistake. Listen now to the next hour, because the hour is all yours. Jeff, your biggest mistake of your life. There's Mike Oldfield and the Maggie Riley group, whatever it was, a mistake from 2 years ago. Anyway, as I failed to mention before, in fact, the next hour of the programme will be dedicated to one man only called Jeff Roberts, who runs Peter's Hi-Fi in Bovenhill Precinct. And suddenly last summer, a man called Jeff Roberts had appeared at Peter's Hi-Fi. And the shop's never been the same since. So Jeff, the next hour is all yours. Okey-doke, okey-doke, okey-doke. We'll be right back. 11 minutes before 3 o'clock here on 254 at the Motels on a massive stateside hit last year, and that's called Suddenly Last Summer, which is when Jeff Roberts took over as manager of Peter's Hi-Fi in Birkenhead Precinct, and the shop has never been the same since. Okay, the Jeff Hour and the Jeff Rap coming up in the next hour. This is Todd Rundgren, bang the drum all day. Petty LP returned with thanks, and good to hear you last week on the station. And if you get this in time for next weekend, which is today, please give a mention for the lovely Sue in Upton from Mark, and she used to listen to Eleanor apparently. And please play either the Caribbean Queen from Billy Ocean or Purple Rain by Prince. Well, unfortunately, Mark, I left all my current singles at another place, and I haven't actually got anything new today. So how about this one from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark? And I have dropped you a line as regards your album, and the other thing you asked about, okay, and you should be receiving that around about tomorrow, hopefully, in the post. Anyway, for you and for Sue in Upton, OMD, Andy Nola Gay.
Yeah.
5 minutes, Pat, before 3 o'clock here on 2.4 Radio Mersey Waves with quality presenters like John Freeman, Mr. T, who I won't say anything about because he sounds like a big guy to me. Also, Bert Williams, Paul J, Gina Christian, and then there's Colin Sale for his last week. That one going out for Mark in Wallasey, and also to his young lady, I think, Sue Upton. At least I hope so, Mark, otherwise you're not going to be very pleased about that, are you? If you go to Peter's Hi-Fi and a guy stares at you, what you do is this. You walk up to him and say a few little words like this. You just go up to him and say, Jeff. Correct, Jeff, you better not look at me because quite frankly, I'm going to be doing a bit of slagging in the next hour. Oh, and you're going to be so annoyed. Here's the Moody Blues, take us up to 3 o'clock, and the voice of Jeff Roberts.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Yeah.
Just gone 3 o'clock on Radio Mersey Waves on 2.4 metres medium wave, 1179 kilohertz AM. And the presenters on this station are John Freeman, Paul Jay, Bert Williams, Tina Christian and Tony Reeve as of next week. The station's address for writing to, for letters and reception reports, etc., is 23 Burnham Road, Wallasey on Merseyside. Once again, 23 Burnham Road, Wallasey on Merseyside. Jeff Roberts, this is your hour.
On 2.4 metres, 1179 kilohertz in the medium wave band, and 94.8 megahertz super quality VHF FM. This is Radio Mersey Waves.
Makes you feel good all over.
Yes, Jeff Roberts of Ellesmere Port on the Wirral. For the next hour, the music is all yours. Kicking off with your theme tune. This is written for you by a few people who know you. And this is the
now
Jeff Rap.
Down, people, and listen to me. Now I made history. You can call me Louis, I'm the king of France. Check out my story while you do your dance. Now it's 1789. The tests were stopped, but I was fine. We were hanging out down in old Versailles. That's the weekend set of my queen and I. In the alleys of Paris, it was eating rap. But it was Billy Mignon for the aristocrats. There was dukes and counts and thousanders. I gave them the title, but I kept the girl. Blonde, redhead, wild brunette. Ladies in waiting, I didn't wait to get. There was truffles for breakfast, tongs for brunch. The Lion of the Follies was here for lunch. Out of line, Jack, you're in the Bastille. The party kept swinging on, banging all night. The champagne was flowing, we were feeling all right. They were steaming from breath, things start to shake. But Marie Antoinette said,
well, let them eat cake.
Now the rapper wouldn't have it, they was angry at me. They built a big old race, they called the Guillotine. Then the people up shouted, well, have our day. Down with Dirty Boy, give us Perrier. I said, don't worry, you all things might get screwy, but they never lay a finger on good King Louie. Just keep your cool, don't fret, don't freak, and say, hey,
say what?
Say, mind your stick. Fantasy is my reality.
You can be sure about one thing.
One massive assault and the party came to a grinding halt. They took the midgets and the babies with the girls in tow. And the boys said, Louis, it's time to go. They put my neck on the block, they took off my wig. And it occurred to me this was the end of the gig. They asked me, did I have any last words to say? Well, I raised my head and I hollered, hey!
What's it like, AJF, being the king? I must at this point say hello to a few people, in particular a guy called Richie Wilde, who works for Peter Sampai, who is now probably going to have brown stain down his trousers at the beginning of that one. Mel Brooks, it's good to be the king, and we can't play the other version, I'm afraid, because it may result in somebody joining the dull queue. Anyway, music in this hour, oh, we've got some good stuff for Jeff. And kicking off of this one for Jeff Roberts of Ellesmere Port on the Wirral. To be Jeff or not to be? That's the question there. Difficult one there, Jeff. Make your mind up, will you? You know, a little bit stupid in that dress, you know.
Now I'm a little shy.
Question, Jeff. To be or not to be one? Male or female, make your mind up, will you? That's B.A. Robertson from a few years ago now, big hit for him. Must just explain the fact we're going to be doing a special feature on a man known to millions, liked by few. His name is Jeff Roberts, he lives in Ellesmere Port on the Wirral, he's a complete and utter swine, basically. Nobody likes him, and we're going to be playing some songs from between now and the hour of four. Music coming in fact from Jonathan King, and everyone's gone to the moon for reasons why we'll find out later. Also stuff from Gary Shearston and the Sweet Men at Work still. Ray Parker Jr., Quarter Flash, Air Supply, a bit of the Doobie Brothers too between now and 4 o'clock. And the Police and Donna Summer, all records very relevant to Jeff Roberts of Wirral. That was an important fact. The manager of Birkenhead Precincts, Peter's Hi-Fi. Right now, this is what we need to do to Jeff every Monday morning for work. We wind him up.
Keep those numbers rolling. This may be his last day.
Music for Jeff. Birth from Saga from last year. Had a mega hit in the States, that one. It's called Wind Him Up. Well, I must just explain it back to all of you who don't know what I'm talking about, but it is my last show on Mersey Waves, I'm afraid, today, due to reasons which I'm not going to go into on the air. Suffice it to say that it has got nothing to do with anybody at this station, and I hope I'm still on friendly terms with everybody here at Mersey Waves. I'm, in fact, leaving, hopefully, to FSU, Korea, somewhere else. Not on a radio station, in fact, but somewhere else. So many thanks to Paul J and to Bert for giving me the chance to do a program here on Mersey Waves. Much appreciated. And once again, thanks for giving me the chance to do a show on your station. Before I go into the Jeff part of the show, just a quick word of apology to a young man called Kevin Palmer. Now, Kev, what I said last week honestly wasn't intended to be taken nastily. Didn't mean to offend you or embarrass you. And if you were embarrassed, well, I hope you're, you know, we can forget it after your little repayment sketch last week on another station. Well, that was good, that one, actually.
Too good.
Anyway, Kev, let's hope that the matter can be forgotten now, and, yeah. I hope it didn't cause you too much embarrassment. Found your sketch very professional, in fact. A bit too professional, actually. Anyway, into the Jeff part of the show. As I said earlier on, we are going to be doing some stuff for Jeff and mentioning a bit about Jeff Roberts. So get those tapes rolling there, Richie. Now, it all started when I worked for Radio Eleanor. You see this guy called Jeff Roberts, who is the manager of Peter's Hi-Fi in Birkenhead Precinct. Well, he joined the shop last summer, and in fact, I run another station in my spare time, a hospital radio station, and he did actually apply for the station to become a presenter on it. Unfortunately, he did do a demo for us, and after we'd heard it, you know, 3 hours later, we picked ourselves up off the floor and said that no, he wasn't really good enough for the station. Ever since then, he does seem to have had this dislike for me. And while I was working for Eleanor, he sent me a letter, you see. Nothing unusual in that, you might say, but he sent a letter and addressed it, pretending it was from a female. He called himself Zoe on the letter, which is rather strange. Yeah, so he wrote to me with all the usual sort of guff, pretending to be a female. So Jeff, I mean, if you've got this wanton desire to be a female, you know, it is your own problem, and it is a problem. And I think, you know, you should go and seek medical advice on the problem. All I can do is basically help you in your quest to become a woman. And I have, in fact, taken it upon myself to help you a lot. So I'm going to be mentioning certain places which you can find, which will help you. And, you know, you'll be able to find a place to go to where you hopefully be able to solve all your problems. Obviously wanting to be a female person. Anyway, Jeff, I have taken it upon myself to write to Claire Rayner and also Marjorie Proops of certain national newspapers, and they have promised me to send you a personal reply in the hope that, you know, that you can get back to normal again. It is very sad, as you can hear. I'm getting a bit emotional about this, Jeff, because, you know, well, it is so sad. I think it has got to the stage, Jeff, where it is, you know, getting beyond a joke. I mean, I saw your article in the World Globe last week. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I must explain this, because Jeff did put an article in the World Globe last week in the personal columns, and it read like this: red hot male seeks living male lover, 16 or under. Must be heavily into women's clothing and doing it in duffel coats, balaclavas and speedo racing driver gloves. Well, Jeff, it is a problem, I'm afraid. And I did see your article and appreciate that you are undergoing a lot of stress at the moment. And I can only offer you words of advice, you know, and also words of advice to your customers. Customers, if you are male, don't, whatever you do, bend down in the shop. Don't bend down in that shop, Peter's Hi-Fi, with Jeff around. I have looked into the possibility, actually, of, you know, some clinics which you may be able to go to as regards your problem. And there is a place you can write to called the Northwest String Vest Type Centre at 290-296 Juvenile Street in Liverpool, and they'll give you help as regards the operation. You know, snip, 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 hey pester, now you see it, now you don't, and all that. So that's the Northwest String Vest Type Centre, 290-296 Juvenile Street in Liverpool. And as I say, they'll give you help as regards the op. Another place to write to is the Gay Liberation Party, care of Mr. S. Tonks, 28 Limp Inch Lane, small piece on Y, Stockport. Once again, Jeff, and they will give you help on information about where to go, people to meet, etc., with the same problem as yourself. That's the Gay Liberation Party, care of Mr. S. Tonks, 28 Limp Inch Lane, small piece on Y, Stockport. And in case you didn't catch that one, don't worry, I'll send you a copy of it on tape, the whole programme. And finally, Jeff, you can ring this number for help. It's 379-0345. 379-0345, and they'll give you help and advice on your problem. And finally, Jeff, no, you can't have any of my mother's old dresses. She says you need them all.
Okay.
So I can't help you out on that one either. Very sorry.
You know, baby, I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. But I just want to let you know that I'd follow you to the end of the world just to show you that I care. And I want you to know that if you need me, I'll always be there. Getting close, feeling restless. It's a slow, lovely night. It'll be a lifetime till sunrise if you don't stay with me tonight.
Summer for a guy called Jeff Roberts. That name should be firmly printed on your mind by now. You've given him enough mentions this afternoon. It's just 22 minutes past 3 o'clock here on Radio Mersey Waves, and it's Clonso, his last ever show here on the station. Good, 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 I hear you say. Okay, 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 okie doke, okie doke, okie doke. 23 now, Andrew, 23. Okie doke, 24. You're counting, Andy, hope you are. Jeff, that slag off was on behalf of the hundreds of enemies that you have created since joining Peter's Hi-Fi. And, you know, I do think that the contempt that you are regarded with is universal. And the fact that this opinion is backed up by statistics taken about the amount of sales Peter's Hi-Fi store in